Today in America, we celebrate Valentine's Day. The shopping malls are covered with hot red-colored hearts, sweet, sweet candies, and special sales on the things that will convince someone that you love them. All these symbols shouting to us about the power of love. In today's gospel reading from St. Mark, I hear a story that makes me question the truth of such shoutings. When Jesus and his disciples arrived in Bethsaida, people brought to him a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. Putting spittle on his eyes, he laid his hands on the man and asked, "Do you see anything?" Looking up, the man replied, "I see people looking like trees and walking." Then he laid hands on the man's eyes a second time, and he saw clearly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything distinctly. Then he sent him home and said, "Do not even go into the village." This is the word of the Lord. Reflecting on this reading as a resident of the 21st century world, I had a feeling somewhat like the one I get when my computer will not go fast enough for me, when my internet search is taking too long. Why does Jesus, the Son of God, have to make two attempts to cure this blind man? He is, after all, God. And why does he have to spit on him and lay hands on him? Why all this old-fashioned effort? God, after all, has the ultimate power. But then my attention focused on the closing words of Jesus in this scripture passage. He sent him home and said, "Do not even go into the village." I flipped back over the previous miracles, parables, and other preachings of Jesus that are in Mark's gospel, and I began to catch the frustration of Jesus as he tries to bring the message of the kingdom of God into the villages. The response he keeps getting from the people, even from his own disciples, is that they are looking for hot red signs of power. They are not seeing clearly the call of the power of love. They want to control what they create. They want to have total power over who and what they love and over who and what they hate. They want to eat the sweet chocolate of prestige. The people in that village were the paparazzi of the day. They wanted to see Jesus act, get his autograph, be on his staff, and perhaps be on stage with him someday. And if he ticked them off, challenging the way they saw things, they would go back to the village and have their own staff meeting to find ways to trap him, to stop him, and even to kill him. The power of God's healing goes beyond superficial seeing to the profound knowledge of the value and the meaning of life and the responsibility for it, a responsibility that our God shares with us. That kind of power is selfless. It keeps trying until the good is done. It sees the world, all of creation, as potential resources for healing. It requires that we be willing to approach the needs of our world in ways that are close enough for us to feel them, touch them. It does not lose hope in the face of failure. It does not walk away when the healing is costly or ugly. It resists going back into the village of acknowledgement and accolades, but moves on to the next blind man, prostitute, Syrophoenician woman, the hungry crowds of the world. Let us pray for the villagers of the world and for ourselves. May we feel God's hands on us and put our own humanity into the work of healing the blindness of superficial love and self-seeking power, so that we may see more clearly and distinctly the kingdom of God on earth and do what we need to do to walk in that direction.